everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Seriously Podcast. I'm Mary.
I'm Brittany.
And if you're new to us, we recap digital series and we like to have a whole bunch of fun. Right now we are doing Love My Roomie, and this week we are recapping episode 7, Shattered Mask.
And you know, we couldn't do it alone this episode, so we got some backup. With us today we have Bernard White, who plays Rick. Welcome.
What's going on? How you ladies doing today?
Good.
We're doing good.
So y'all on episode 7. How y'all liking the series so far?
We're liking it. We are.
A lot going on.
A lot going on. A lot of questions, comments, and concerns.
Oh, more concerns.
Oh, we're really concerned about these characters.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully not about Rick. I mean, there shouldn't be too many.
Oh, I mean. We'll get into that.
So, first, just tell us, like, what was the very first web series that you, like, really got into?
Oh, man. Well, the first indie, I'll say indie web series, was Mistake.
Yes.
The Mistake series. Yeah, that was
Shout out to Mistakes.
Mm-hmm. That was the first
one. We recapped that series.
Yes, we did.
Oh, word. Yeah, my Miss Nicolette.
Yeah, shout out to Nicolette.
Because mm-hmm. I was actually in season 2. It was just funny because I happened to watch it on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up auditioning for it. It's a really good series, honestly. I love the drama and just how it unfolds. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. We love drama, and Mistakes definitely got it.
Oh, so that's why I love My Roomie so much, because of the drama.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
The drama's there. We're here for it. So tell us what made you want to be part of this project of Love My Roomie.
Honestly, so when I met Umoria, it was on a different series. She was assistant mm-hmm. producer on a different series. Truth be told, I'm not really sure what happened with it. It was mm-hmm. obviously no fault of Umoria, but... she asked me to do a small role, because originally Rick was just like a short, it was like a really short role for the end of the previous season.
Okay, yeah.
However, you know, she said she liked my work and kind of wanted to develop Rick into a deeper character. But the reason that I took on the role is because, man, I just love working with Umoria, for real. Like, she's mm-hmm. probably the best writer, director, producer I've ever worked with.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Like, hands down. Like, she don't play either. Like,
she's about her business.
I've never seen her bad side. I've heard about it. I've never seen it. I always tell her, it's always my goal. Like, I don't ever want to see that side. So, right. Whatever you need me to do, you let me know. And I'll get it done.
You say, I'm on my good behavior.
Right.
So we mentioned before that we have concerns with the show. And most recently, Rick has been on that list of our concerns. We have our thoughts about him. But, you know, we like to give people a chance to defend their characters. So tell us
about
Rick Singleton. Who is he? What do you see in this?
What is he about?
I'm so curious about what your thoughts
are. What does he bring?
Oh, we'll let you know.
So, you know, as an actor, my personal thing is, for every character that I take on, I make a backstory.
We love it.
I make a backstory, you know, go over with the director, make sure that their backstory kind of, you know, still coincides with their own thought of the character, but then lets mm-hmm. me put my own twist on it. And so after getting the script and making the backstory, Rick, he's kind of he's a little arrogant, but he has a soft spot, and his soft spot is Giselle.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Now, it's like one of those things, right? It's like... you know, Rick will do his thing. He'll do whatever. But it's like, but Giselle's kind of like, oh, you know, that's my heart. But I'm mm-hmm. still be the arrogant, but still cool dude. But whenever Giselle comes around, all right, she comes first.
Drunk Giselle or just Giselle?
No, Giselle, period. I don't, Rick okay. doesn't like drunk Giselle at all.
He doesn't?
Does not.
Is he aware?
Yes.
Okay.
He doesn't like drunk Giselle, but... told the bartender, keep them coming.
Okay.
Well, see, drinking and being drunk is two different things, you know.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So, now we really have to talk.
We really have to have a deep dive here.
We have to talk. So you mentioned the backstory of Rick. In this backstory, does he have morals?
Yes, he does.
Okay. What are those morals when it comes to running a bar?
Can you elaborate? What do you mean morals when it comes to running a bar?
From last week's episode, episode 6, we saw Giselle. We already know that she had the flask in her bag. We know she has a pass. We don't know. We're not led to believe yet if Rick knows her history, but we see she's already getting lit. She's getting drunk.
By herself.
And, you know, she's asking random people to dance. So he kept giving Giselle drinks when you can see that she was drunk.
So remember
that much in love with her?
Yes. He cares for her a great deal. And like I said, he has a hard time telling her no.
I don't know about that.
So, but at the same time, you know, he doesn't realize how lit she is until it's too late.
Okay. Well, that's something he has to work on. He owns a bar. You have to know when
you got to know the time limit.
True. but see, the liquor's free though.
It is.
Okay. So liquor is free. He can't throw it out. So he's giving it to this drunk girl.
That he cares about. Yeah.
Yeah.
We see it. We're here.
We're all on the same page.
No. Okay. Rick cares about Giselle. He just wants her, you know, he doesn't mind as much because she's safer with him.
Okay.
So he doesn't,
you said you got her.
See what she's drinking when he's not around.
He's got her, guys. Okay. So we saw earlier in other episodes that Kyle and Rick, you know, there was some tension there. What's the beef there? Because we need just clarification.
Kyle is a lame.
Oh,
oof, shots fired.
You heard it first. You heard it here first.
Well, no, they didn't hear that. We've been saying that since day one too.
This is true, but you heard it from another perspective. So it's not just how so?
He's just corny. Mm-hmm. You know, he goes back and forth with, you know, Giselle and his other girl or whatever. You know, he ain't really working. He ain't got no job, bro.
He ain't got no job?
Not really. He ain't no club owner. You know what I'm saying?
Talk
your
shit.
That's true. He ain't no entrepreneur.
Rick's about to own a couple of them, and you over here talking to this lame dude. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, son.
Sorry, that was Rick coming out. But thing is, Giselle is crazy about him.
So he's jealous, is what you're saying.
But I won't say jealous. Mm. It's more of like a, I know you can do better, and better is me. But at the same time, he knows his boundaries, right? He's never tried anything with Giselle because she's good.
Okay.
He knows he could.
Okay.
But he hasn't.
Okay.
We're pinning that as well.
We'll put a pin.
Everything deserves a pin.
How many pins you got?
We got a lot.
Trust me. We got a board. We have a board. We have a whole board.
So let's get into episode 7 of Shattered Mask, part 1. All right. So we're at the party. We're still partying hard.
Still. We're still here.
Everybody's lit at this party, though. It made me miss being outside. Like, no mask. A crowded NYC party. Like, what?
It seems so far away, so long ago.
A distant memory. So Umo meets a girl. Her name is Candace. And, you know, they kind of vibe a little bit. They dance the night away a little bit. And then Umo, you know, she's a very awkward young woman. And she's like,
have you ever slept with a man? If so, do you believe in losing your straight virginity and your lesbian virginity? Are you still a straight virgin? I'm gonna get a drink. Wait, was that rude?
She's kind of like, okay, you're doing too much. I gotta go.
Like, yeah, she's like, I'm gonna go over here.
Yes.
I don't know what this is.
You're kind of acting a little weird and I don't like it.
Yeah.
And that makes Umo, go off about her love life. And the girl's like, I don't need to know. I just met you.
I don't need to know your business.
I don't need to know this. And then all of a sudden, Umo's like, I like you a lot. You don't even know this woman.
I know. We just met her. Come on.
And come to find out, Candace likes her too. I'm like, but 2 seconds ago, you were ready to leave her.
She was ready to leave. Like, she's okay. So I'm done with my free drinks for the night. Yes.
I'm a head out.
We can meet up some other time. Yes.
But she ends up liking her. They have a connection. So you know, they exchange numbers, and then all of a sudden, Umo's like, it's too loud. But at this point, the party was like,
party's
over.
Done. Party was done.
This is the quietest the party's been, but she can't hear. But it was all it was like a move. So she was trying to be, you know, seductive with it, like, let's go to a quiet area. And they start making out, and Umo tries to lift up this girl's skirt, and she is like, you need to calm the break. Down. What is happening?
So this is why I don't deal with bi-curious girls. Y'all be doing the most.
Oh my gosh. And that kind of, like, the girl's like, all right, I have self-respect. I'm not going to just do it with some woman I never met before. Like, let me take you out on a date first. Mm-hmm. Very respectable. That was the right thing to do. Let's go out.
Yeah. He has morals.
Morals. And, unlike Rick. The morals.
He's big mad about this rejection. Houseway. And I said, you need to relax.
Right. You need to calm down.
You need to bring it all the way down, because you're very new to this, apparently.
Yeah. And
she's looking for anybody to just give it up.
And that's how she acted in episode one with the guy at the gym. She was very aggressive. Like, what's your number? Where are you going? She don't know what to do.
Right.
At all.
She's strange. She's odd.
She's odd. And she starts like crying, because at this point she has no man, no woman, no friends. Barely has a job and a house. She has a hard life right now.
But again, relax. Everything's gonna be okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be okay. Like, there's other people out there.
Clearly the liquor.
Huh?
I said it's clearly the liquor that's gotten to her.
Yeah, all her emotions are just out right now.
So she goes outside and she meets this girl named Tess, and Tess just wants to smoke her blunt and mind her business.
Yeah, that's it. Lurking in the shadows.
Not lurking in the shadows. But Umo wants to know everybody that's associated with Yasmin. Yeah. She's like, you work with her?
Right.
What's up with her? And I'm like, don't you live with this girl? Ask her your damn self.
She's trying to get all the tea from her coworkers.
All the tea. And Tess is like, I barely know that girl. Like, she keeps to herself, but clearly she got a deeper issue that she got to work on.
Right.
So that's her business. Mm-hmm. So Tess tries to help her out. She's like, listen, I'm going to pretend to be Yasmin, and you tell me what's been, like, heavy on your mind. Like, you let it out, honey.
Right.
And she just went in. She had a whole, like, the violins was just playing.
Not the violins. Oh, man.
She starts talking about she's patient. Yeah, I'll be going in. And, you know, she wish she could speak her mind, yeah. But Yasmin makes her feel small or stupid. Mm. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. But then she also was talking about, like, every time she wants to do something good, she freezes. But maybe...
I'm sorry, but I was laughing.
Look at you. She's laughing at this girl's pain.
I was, because I'm like, what?
Maybe it's depression. You know, we're always trying to diagnose somebody on these shows.
Always. Because she mentioned, like, when I walk by, like, a museum, or I see, like, a street artist doing something happy, I get this feeling and it makes me sick. And I'm like,
yeah.
Happiness makes you sick?
You should. The reason I came to this city makes me sick. But I have to get that job. You just learned about this job. What? This job had nothing to do with the reason you're in this city.
But I can't go home. It sounds like you need to go home to meet. You have a lot going on here.
Yeah. It just seems like she's like really, she wants to find love like super fast. Like she just wants to be, she wants to skip the get to know you stage. She wants to get like right to the I love you stage. That's so true.
But it's like confusing because she had a guy that cared about her this morning. That was, you know, rubbing her scalp.
It was this morning. He was doing her hair. This morning. On his break.
I think it's like a self-sabotage thing, too.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like a, oh, I'm not good enough. Why is this person with me? But yeah, I want you to be with me. But
I can definitely see that. She's very self-sabotaging. Don't leave,
but I want you to leave. I'm not good enough. You know what I mean? Like a...
But Tess, you know, she gave her a little piece of advice. She's like,
all you got to do is let her know all that. Let her know. Worst that can happen is that y'all ain't friends anymore. People grow apart. Shit happens.
And I'm like, that's real. Like, that's something that you just have to realize at some point. You may not be friends with everyone that you were friends with.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and it's not like it's bad blood. You just literally grow apart from that person.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Right, but that's like, I'm high anyway.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Not my problem, girl. I gotta go.
God bless.
Have a good night.
They have all the drama. Rick is just trying to expand on his club. That's all Rick's trying to do.
We'll put a pin in that.
Rick got to deal with. Oh, more pins. Oh, okay, cool.
More pins. We got them.
Because you said Rick has a lot to do. Okay, we'll put a pin in that.
More pins. Cool. We got a box of pins.
So it's the let out, you know, when the party's done, you know, people outside, no, trying to decide what's the next move. But at this point, everybody's drunk. Everybody's lit. All the girls leave to get on the train. They're different. Cause I know.
Very different.
Like, you know, back in the day, before cool.
Way back in the day.
We would take the train to the place, but then at the end of the night, you take a cab home because it's late. Nobody want to deal with delays, but they are all drunk. They want. But Yasmin said, I don't know what y'all going to do. I'm going to take a cab.
Mind you, Umo said, I'm going to call a cab. And Yasmin said, no, you can't.
Wait, she said that?
Yes, she did. Remember, she couldn't even afford to get in the cab to come to the party.
Yes.
Said no, you can't.
Yeah, so she called her out. Like, oh, okay. You know.
Wow.
And I said, this is what Umo means by like you make them feel stupid.
But you see, Umo, she tries to have the convo with Yasmin right there. Wrong time. That was not the right time to have this conversation. But yeah,
Tess didn't say do it right now. She said do it at some point.
But Yasmin was dry with her the whole time. Like,
did you have fun? It was cool. You look like you were having a blast.
It was fun.
Good to hear.
I want to talk to you about everything that's going on.
The car's here.
Yeah, so they get in the cab. Umo follows her. I'm surprised Yasmin didn't say the train's that way.
Right?
Because that's the type of time she's on.
Because she didn't let her come with her in the Uber. So I'm like, she must be letting her take the train home,
no,
too.
No, she apparently let her ride with her while all the friends took the train. I don't know.
Did you peep that when Priya was like, I'm gonna go to my boo's house, his name is Jay?
Oh
yeah, girl,
put a pin in that.
Put a pin in that one too. I said, oh, somebody on this show has a name with Jay. Okay.
I would like to see that. That would add some drama, some spice. I like it.
Let's drink the tea here.
So, you want to take it, Mary?
I mean. So, we're at the bar. And Giselle, she's still embarrassing herself. I'm still getting secondhand embarrassment.
Begging people to dance. People. Dance.
Dance with me. And they're all like, I'm good. I'm actually okay.
I'm chilling.
You know what? I don't like to dance. It's okay. She's asking everybody.
Yeah. She's still playing the game.
Still playing. Like, she don't see him right there. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. Mm-hmm. Rick is trying to be the good guy. You know, he's like, we're back to the pins. He said, let me take you home because you're drunk.
We're taking the pins off the board now. Let's go.
We're taking the pins off the she starts dancing off beat because she's drunk. And at this point, he's like, I'm out.
He grabs her hand.
He had a lot going on, you said, right?
Yeah, what? but I will say he finally tells Zane to not let her have anything else to drink after he's leaving.
As he leaves, he said, I don't know what she's doing.
After she's already super drunk, can't even see straight, no more for her. She's good. And then he dips, but I'm like, you're not gonna make sure she gets home okay? Isn't this your friend? Isn't this a girl that you adore, you like for years? You just leave her there?
But how do you know? You don't know.
He said bye.
How do you know? You know, I mean, because
when he says bye, what does that mean? Bye.
You don't know what happened. I did. How many times has a dude told you bye?
So you're saying he's playing?
So he's playing games.
So he play all day. Is what you
so he's gonna be lurking outside waiting for her.
Of his own bar.
No, okay. Scenario.
Nobody playing games.
Okay.
I mean, there has been times like, oh, I thought
I'm
you
I'm giving a scenario. But I'm not telling you.
I don't think. I think he really left.
It won't be. But.
Yes, I think so. Because he don't, anybody got time?
And she's going to be there until they close.
You think so?
She is opening up the place, closing the place.
And where we got to go? This is fine. Don't you got to count the drawers?
But see, one thing that. Drawers? One part y'all forgot, though. So, you know how you said that. She was asking everybody to dance, but Rick.
Right.
But prior to that, she mentioned.
Oh yeah, we had a pin in that as well. We were gonna get into that.
But let's take it down. Take it down. Let's go. I
want to
hear.
Oh, I'm sorry for interrupting the pin process. Oh, I'm so sorry.
We'll take it down. What is this crush?
Rick doesn't know about it. Yasmeen and Rick are really just friends.
Yeah.
Like if Yasmeen has a crush, on Rick.
So
then Rick is because he's not interested in Yasmeen because. Rick knows that Yasmeen is cares saying, about Giselle. So
since he found out about Yasmeen, he's like, all right, I'm going to chill with Giselle.
No, I'm saying that's why Giselle was like
being
petty. Like, I'm going to ask everybody to dance, but Rick,
because
I know that's Yasmeen's crush. Mm-hmm. But Rick was like, girl, you tripping. Like, me and her are just cool.
Yeah, I definitely get the pettiness. And I feel like Giselle and Yasmeen aren't even that close. Maybe not right now. Like, I feel like she seemed like the type, too, that would go behind her friend's back. Like, I don't know. Their dynamic is so off.
And blame it on being drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's messy.
But it's like an acquaintance thing, right? It's like, I know y'all know each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're riding the same circle type of thing. You know what I mean? Like, right. And Rick ain't messy. Like, I might not like you. Like, I don't like Kyle. Kyle's a lame, but I ain't messy. And that's my man's in real life.
So the minute that Rick left, you know, Giselle went and got her card and was like,
"Keep the tab open."
And
what?
Nobody relays the message.
Where's Zane?
What kind of business is this?
Well, Zane runs it when I'm not here, so I'm sure. I mean, because like I said, the episode ended, so we don't even know what happened. You know? You can speculate. You can take a couple of pins out of the pin bin to put some pins in it if you must.
Tell you what, you'll have to make sure you watch the next episode.
I need to see if he was lurking out of his own establishment.
Yes.
Or if he actually left her at the bar.
Come on, stay tuned. Let's see. So Giselle dances the night away, slow motion. She has her martini and she cries.
Time will tell.
Or she has like a kind of like a breakdown or something. A lot was happening.
Yes. A lot was happening. All the bartenders were just watching. Like, this must be a regular thing. Is this a regular thing?
Oh, yeah. Pretty much.
Wow. Okay. Back to the morals.
I mean, because, think about it. Like, if someone wants to dance at a bar, you can't. As long as they're not like, I mean,
she wasn't like
No, I'm saying like if someone makes a fool of themselves, but they don't mess nothing up. I mean, hey, you gotta wake up tomorrow with your pictures and videos of yourself. So.
Yeah, I guess most places kick the person out if they're like fighting or when they start leaving in the club, you get immediately to the door. My friend fell asleep. She was jumping asleep in the club. They kicked us all out. Said she just wanted to take a nap. Everybody gotta go. Round it up. Like, what? What's happening? She's just a little tired. So let's get into the questions, comments, and concerns. So in this segment, we're just going to talk about a few more pins that we have. last week, one of our main points about Rick, we thought hear us out. We thought that Rick was actually going to take advantage of Giselle. That's the type of time we were on.
Mm-hmm.
It's yes. still early. Because you said he didn't wow. leave.
Still.
Wow.
You did say that.
Because we're like, you know, he's letting her get this drunk. He's like, we already know he has a mm-hmm. crush on her. And he's just watching yes. her.
And he's telling his bartender to get keep another drink. And it's like, what kind of right. friend are you?
And he's like, oh, maybe we're like, maybe he'll take her home and take advantage. Or who knows? We were not. We're like Slick Rick. Right. We're calling him Slick Rick.
He was very vulnerable. She yeah. was very vulnerable.
Mm, wow. Man, you guys just went straight for the negative.
Ooh. I mean, it's still there. The pen is still there.
I never said okay. whether Rick said or left. I said, yes. I just gave an example.
I mean, you brought the idea to us. He has yeah. not left yet.
I did.
So the pin has to stay up.
But like I said, Rick's not, he's not okay. the type to take advantage because, you know, if he really wanted mm-hmm. Giselle in that way, he probably mm-hmm. could have been did that. But like I said, he mm-hmm. respects her relationship mm-hmm. with Kyle, mm-hmm. which is why he's never tried anything.
Okay. So is he not aware that Kyle and Giselle weren't together for like 6 mm-hmm. months?
Yes.
That's why he didn't make his move.
So,
yes, yes.
6 months he didn't try anything.
But he knows that she how that's she true. Still feels about Kyle though.
Interesting. You okay. know what
I
mean?
So yeah. that's why I say like when I say Rick, he really truly does care about Giselle because like he's like, I know you've been with him for so long. 6 months really doesn't do anything. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're really that deep with someone, you know, and I'm not gonna try to start a relationship with you. And you still have baggage from another relationship and you're not over
right.
it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So does he at least try to be a good friend to her? Because I feel like absolutely. as a friend, if mm-hmm. he really cared, like you say he does, he wouldn't allow her to get drunk like she does. Because you said it's normal for her to be acting mm. a hot-ass mess. So I feel like as a friend, if you really care for someone, you would not want to see them in that state on a mm-hmm. normal basis, on a daily basis. You would do everything in your sure. power to make sure they get home safely and don't drink as much.
I get your viewpoint mm-hmm. on it. But as you can see, yeah. she doesn't always listen to Rick. As you can see, I was like, yo, let me take you home, you're drunk. She's like, no. At the end of the day, mm-hmm. she is still an adult, but I want to make sure if you're here in my facility, mm-hmm. make sure somebody's watching you. And as far as the drinks go, if she was drinking beforehand, Rick wouldn't know. All he knows is what right. she had while she's there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I will yeah. give Rick, because I feel like she would drink regardless if he let her have the free ones or not. Because even when she left, she said, put it on my tab, keep it open. Like he was going to get yeah. to this level regardless. So I will say that.
Right, but if everyone there knows that, oh, at least Zane, because he was still there, if he knows how Rick feels, I feel like he should also step in and be like, nobody yeah. will serve her. Put her in a cab yeah, and send her I home.
Mm-hmm.
And I did say that.
Yeah. Yep.
I did say
you
that.
You did.
So we shall see so if anybody else
we're looking at Zane. Drink. We're looking at Zane kind of crazy.
Yeah, now it's Zane is on the list as well.
No oh. one is safe.
I see.
All right. So Mary, how do you feel about Rick now? Now that we have Bernard here to tell us about Rick, are we still calling him Slick Rick?
She ain't feeling Rick.
I mean, he's still on the list because I honestly can't respect the fact that he left. Like, I can't see myself respecting that.
So wait, let me get this straight. So. Let's put you there for a second. So if you're there, there's a guy. He's not your mm-hmm. man,
mm-hmm.
right? He's a friend,
mm-hmm.
and you tell he says, "Hey, come on, let's go. You're drunk," and you're like, "No, I don't want to go."
That doesn't sound like you. I can't relate. No, it don't, girl.
That sounds about right. Continue.
So you're gonna fault him. He tried. You're an adult. I can't make you.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
now. What would you expect him to do?
If he really cares, like you say he does,
mm-hmm.
I would expect him to do everything in his power yeah. to make sure I get in the cab. even if that means pulling me into a cab.
Because I
feel like she needs that kind
of... Lifting you off your feet and placing you in a cab.
She needs that kind of force, unfortunately, because she don't listen.
Yep. Because I have a guy friend who constantly gets drunk every time we go out. And it comes to a point where I don't hang out with him that much no more. But okay. It comes to a point where I'm like, one time I lost him in Harlem. I said, we went to an event. It wasn't even open bar. He came already drunk. And he said, I'm going outside. Okay, I'm like, party's about to, I'm ready to go. But I cannot find him. But I felt bad leaving. I'm like, he's drunk somewhere wandering in the city. So I'm like, I wait a few minutes and he just appears. Like, what's up? So I'm like, yo. So at that point, we just got into the train. But I as a friend, I was like, I can't not leave him. But if it came to a point where I couldn't find him, I don't know what I would have to do. But you still, like, you feel, like, kind of obligated. Like, let me make sure my friend is good before I leave.
Because at the end of the day, you're an adult.
Yeah,
100%.
And if you don't know your limits.
I get that. Like, also, to counter that, as a business owner, he has a responsibility to make sure, you know, his patrons are not drinking to the limit where they are acting a fool. Because the spot looks very low-key. Nobody was dancing. Everyone was chill. Yeah. And, you know, she was loud and dancing and embarrassing herself. So, I don't know. I feel like Rick should have definitely did more. And I was just kind of disappointed to see him say, like, all right, I'm out. Because it kind of came off like, all right, if she not doing what I want her to do, then I don't want to be bothered.
But I you do see Giselle going to do what Giselle going to do. And she didn't want to leave. She wanted to dance.
And she was going to dance.
Do you feel, all of us, do we feel like Umo and Yasmin are going to repair this friendship? I'm kind of, like, I know they had that big fight, but I feel like a small conversation could fix it. I didn't know it was this deep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, because, I mean, she mentioned, like, that she was sorry about, you know, not helping because Giselle was in the tub last night. But then, like, they went to gym together, like, nothing happened. So I didn't know that there was, like, still an issue.
But then they had that fight at the gym, too.
Yes, but I didn't think it was that big of a deal for them to, you know, have
so much tension.
Everybody has tension.
So much tension.
What's going on? Where's the love?
I feel like
it's going to be
whoever swallows
it. Yeah, Yasmin, I'll tell you that.
Yasmin, she holds a grudge. Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, she's prideful.
You got to come to her.
So,
yeah. You know, I feel like she keep her wall up all the time. So, like, even if Umo probably like, can we talk? I got to go. Like.
Yeah. It's the way that Umo tried to initiate the conversation. She's all stuttering, like, Yasmin ain't got the patience for that. Like, come 10 toes down. Like, you have to come more stronger than that. You cannot be stuttering and unsure of yourself when you are trying to have that kind of conversation with Yasmin, because she's not going to take it seriously.
You know, Yomo, she's not that confident in herself around. I feel like she kind of looks up to Yasmin, but, like, also intimidated by her. So it's kind of like
I see that.
A double-edged sword for her, you know.
I see.
Look,
that's
you see a lot of things, girl. You're the Oracle. You see it all.
Annoying. What are your thoughts on Kyle's girlfriend? Do you think that she is? Does she care? Like, we've been trying to, like, she's so oblivious to everything. Like, it's so obvious Kyle's cheating and she's not catching on. Not cheating, but lying.
We think she got another man on the side.
I think it's one of those, I can't say like a double life, but, you know, he acts so upstanding around her that she would just never have an inclination that he would even do that, you know? So the hint would never even cross her mind, like, oh, he didn't respond to me for a couple hours. Oh, he's, you know, he's probably working or something. No big deal. You know what I mean? Like, She it was never my crossed man, her mind. Mad.
We are mad.
We're a little mad. But yeah, so listen, we got the finale and I'm ready. I want to see what's going on with Rick, Giselle, Will. Well, did Rick leave?
All these Rick pins.
Did Rick leave? Is he in the street?
Will he see what Yasmin's actually about? Like, oh, you like me? Will he question that? Will he see, like, maybe Yasmin and me could be something?
He's not checking for Yasmin. I just want you to know. He is not checking for her.
All right, and we will actually be doing a live show for this finale this week, so we're going to get some details about that at the end of the episode. But Bernard, thank you so much for coming through and talking with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad you came with the
I'm so glad I'm into my
You were ready. I love it.
Oh my God, I don't know what to say.
He was. Good job.
Can you share, you know, any upcoming projects you have or where people can follow you?
So I actually do the pretty big role on a Hulu series.
Oh, come on, exclusive.
I can't say what it is because it's season two. I don't think I'm allowed to.
I didn't say it. She did.
We know the exclusives before they even happen.
I didn't say the words. Got she you. Said it. So I don't, I cannot confirm or deny. All right, cool. Y'all got the hint. All right, cool. but yeah, my IG is gritface_Vero. There is a backstory for that name. So maybe. But if I have the privilege, you know, of talking to you ladies again, you know, I can tell you about a little history of myself as a person.
Uh-oh. Definitely will have you back.
I can tell you guys about it. Y'all live. I like it. I like it a lot.
Thank you. So. Yeah, we just like to have fun here.
Definitely have fun. Ain't no strain from that. Okay.
But yes, everyone, make sure you follow Bernard. Keep out a look for all his projects and continue watching Love My Roomie. We'll be talking about episode 8. Live on, I believe, YouTube and Facebook, April 15th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You definitely will be getting you the links and everything, probably by the time this episode comes out. But also follow us on Seriously Podcast on all social media platforms. And we'll see you at the live show.
Bye, guys.